107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a windy Wednesday, and we've got City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma, who's blown into the studio, and he's here this morning.
Good
morning.
Yes, blown in, but also October's kind of blown away as well. It's hard to believe.
I know.
We're into November.
Absolutely. And into a brand new month with lots to talk about, lots on the agenda. We do start things off with some sad
A somber note here, but it's important to address those in our community. I wish to recognize a great civic leader who just recently passed away, Cheryl Ruby, a mom of Invest Stratford CAO, Joni Gerber, and Nana to Braden and Reese. Cheryl was a counselor for two terms, spanning 1983 to 1988, and those were the three-year term of counselors at that time, but certainly a fiery personality, a compassionate person. She demonstrated that compassion by being the chair of social services for both those terms. I was certainly proud, will be proud to lower the flag tomorrow morning as we prepare for her celebration of life, which will take place at Young's Funeral Home. So I think I sent Joni an email that I would have been pleased to serve with Cheryl because a similar passion for her community, wore it on the sleeve, and loved her community. So my thoughts and condolences, all of councils, go out to Joni Gerber and her family.
And just on that note, Joni had posted about Cheryl that those of us that, here's a Stratford flashback for you, may remember the JS News days.
Oh, my,
and
yes.
Cheryl was there, and where I was playing pinball machines, and then it segued into video games. That used to be the place. I remember
was
Cheryl
was the hangout, and certainly I can remember when I ran Canada Day 3-on-3, they had the building back in the day. That's where they pressed shirts for different events. And so I remember going in there, and it was JS News and Smoke Shop, and there was lots of smoke as well.
It was the pinball, for sure. Mm-hmm. It was all about the pinball machines. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about. Federal budget this week.
Yeah, let's talk about federal budget. You know, the themes of short-term pain for long-term gain. You know, spend less and invest more, generational, you know, budget. A lot's on the go yesterday, and I saw the first part of it, and then I had to go to a meeting, a Hall of Fame meeting. When we talk about cuts, we certainly are going to see it in our civil service, where they're going to cut 10%, 16,000 jobs in the first year, 40,000 over 5 years, and the idea of making those cuts in the operating of saving $60 billion, that will go towards the investment side of it. We see an investment of $1 trillion in capital investment, which can benefit us locally. When they talk about infrastructure, they talk about housing, they talk about hospitals, workers as they're pivoting, it can benefit us. So $115 billion towards infrastructure, $30 billion, and this isn't a surprise, towards defense, which once again in our manufacture could benefit us. I talked about the housing, $25 billion towards that. The big piece, it's $78.3 billion in deficit, twice that of the previous government's projection. I guess one of the key pieces is, will they get the support they need on both parties? We did see they needed three votes. They're down to two with the crossing of Chris Outremont, who's crossing the floor from the Conservatives to the Liberals, so that brings them down to two. I would suspect nobody wants an election. I would suspect the individuals that are there in opposition will vote against it, but I will suspect that some individuals will strategically not be there, because the last thing we need in this country right now is another election. So the other piece that I want to point out is the drastic cut in the temporary residents, whether it's foreign students and or seasonal workers. They've chopped that in half from 673,000 projected for this year, or for next year, I should say, down to 385,000. That's a big shift. It kind of reflects conservative policy. It'll have a huge impact on our post-secondary institution and our seasonal workers. So lots more to come from this, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to take 10 years. Maybe it'll be generational before we actually realize the benefits. I like the idea of investing as opposed to giving handouts. I like that. So it's significantly different than a COVID budget for sure.
And speaking of which, municipal budget, that segues into that.
Yeah, thank you. And it's well underway. You know, we once again, I've given direction through my mayor's budget that both our inside and outside boards coming in under 3.5% with no expansion. And once again, that's the operational side of it. We mostly operational if you're talking expansion. And so at this time, we're sitting around 3.1% increase. That gives us an opportunity to address inflation, which I do believe will continue to climb a bit with the challenges around trade tariffs. It's certainly when we look at year over year, I know coming into the election for mayor, it was a 7.8% budget increase. And people said, you're crazy to promote a budget. But at that time, it was needed in order to build reserves and get road work done. And certainly that's been taking place. So, and last year's was 5.4. So we're seeing something that's coming into play that maybe addresses the ability for people to pay, especially during these challenging times. And I don't think they're going away real quick. And we'll address that a little bit later on. So, you know, we're still looking for involvement by the public. Engage Stratford is a place. You can get involved in online survey. A farmer's market last Saturday was a reasonable turnout. And then on Monday night, we had a budget a presentation at both the Food Local and City Hall. City Hall, I believe we had 10 individuals. That's up from 2 last year. So, you know, I think when I look at the themes thus far, it's about affordable housing, the GTR development, and infrastructure and road work. And that's not a big surprise, but you know, those are kind of the themes. We'll see where that takes us as we finish out. I believe this Saturday we're at the Stratford Mall. Once again, an opportunity to meet with a different demographic, but you know, once again, the themes around affordable housing, GTR, and road work, and we'll see where that takes us as we move into our first full council deliberation on this on November the 27th.
Okay, and speaking of road work, let's head down Huron Street.
Oh, Huron Street. Wow, a lot of work in our city with infrastructure. Really a shout out to, first and foremost, to our staff for moving so much forward. We look at Albert Street, Delamere, Avondale, and Huron Downey, Huron Street. And a shout out to residents that are enduring some of that disruption. But as you mentioned, phase 2 of Huron Street, that design piece has come forward to council and has been approved for phase 2. It will start in spring of 2026, and that goes from John to Matilda. And you know, last Sunday after church, somebody stopped me. I barely got off the altar, and somebody stopped me and said, "Whoa, hold on a second. You need to keep paving more roads in Stratford." And we do have a 10-year asset management plan for the roads as well. And my response was two. One, we can pave more, but it's more on your tax levy. But also, paving is not always the solution. And Erie Street's a great example of this because it's below the surface. Some of the infrastructure below the surface goes back to 1901. And so we try to match the work we need to do on the surface with the infrastructure work below and government grants. That Huron Street project, is second phase for 26 and 27, is going to be about $6 million. About $3 million will come from tax levy reserves and about $3 million through government grants. So that's important to realize that it's not just serendipity. There is a plan. Sometimes we jump a little bit ahead, like Delamere this year. We had a chance to jump ahead because of some cost efficiencies found in this year's work. I'm going to also recommend to residents, as those renewal of those services, below ground services, as they're a challenge for us, it's time for you probably to take a look at your services as well, from your basement to curb. So the City of Stratford offers up to $800 for you to renew your services as well. It's a good time for you to take a look at your services in your home, and maybe while that Huron Street work's taking place, maybe it's time for you to upgrade yours as well. Talk about also from residents about parking as that's going on. A big shout out to Nathan Bottoma, the engineer and project manager. Don't be afraid to reach out to Nathan if you have questions. We've met a lot of those questions. Also, I want to talk a little bit. I got a lot of calls about the big, huge infrastructure, cement cast infrastructure, just north of Olon in Huron. And that's being put in place. It's going to be a shaft is going to be installed to allow for micro tunneling as we move north of Olon on Huron, so that will be the location where it'll be for sanitary sewer hookup and for Olon heading north and Huron heading west. So that's another big project that's setting us up for future development.
Okay, thank you for that. Nothing excites the passion more than talking about roads.
The next item.
Yeah, and the next item. Yeah, Speaking of which, Remembrance Sunday is this Sunday, and of course we have a Remembrance Day at the Stratford Cenotaph coming up November 11th.
Yeah, I view this as our most important event of the year. And like you said, lots leading up to the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month. Street light signage of sure. Individuals that have made the ultimate sacrifice in both the wars, World War I and World War II. Certainly the Legion signage on City Hall. A huge shout out to Lang Brothers for their work on that. I had the pleasure of putting up the flag, poppy flag at Remembrance at City Hall. This is Monday morning. A couple new things leading into, and we have a few photos that we'll share later on your socials, is one, the Legion crosswalk that crosses at York Street down by Lakeside Drive, a beautiful crosswalk. You should take a look at that. And also there we've installed new steps that'll take us from the grassy marshalling area that's up on the hill and to navigate down to the area where you sit to present your wreath. We've put in new steps. So a shout out to Public Works and to Nicholson Concrete for that work as well. But an important day. 83 wreaths will be laid prior to the formal ceremony, and at the formal ceremony, 25 wreaths will be laid, and of course the last post at 11 o'clock. A huge shout out to Rick Boone and his leadership as chair of the Remembrance Day. I have sitting on the desk, which we'll do a photo of. You can't remember Remembrance Day without thinking about the sacrifices by all the men and women that were involved with all wars and continue to serve today. But you can't not remember Art Boone. I think this will be his second year where he's not involved. But I think about this summer. Every year we try to get to the Netherlands, and this summer we were there, and every year we visit a Dutch cemetery. This year we're in Arnhem, Grosbeek, and we had the pleasure of laying six flags, Canadian flags, posting them in the ground, and little Canadian pins on six Perth Regiment soldiers. And near and dear to my heart, the Perth Regiment did free my mom and dad in North Holland at the tail end of the World War. So, yes, I invite everybody to get to the Cenotaph